evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral lands of the Musqueam people. The program you're tuned into is Mixotrope. I am your host, Nolan. I'm joined by Owen, my co-host.
Yep, that's me.
First of all, Owen, what is a mixotrope?
So we kind of combined, you know, the name in biology, like autotroph, which is something that gets their energy from many different organisms, you know, different ways, with, you know, mix, such as, you know, a mix of music. And that's kind of what our show is going to be about.
Wait, no. So autotrophs are like plant organisms that photosynthesize, and mixotrophs are like, there's like sea cucumbers that like photosynthesize and consume other organisms, so that would be a mixotroph, right?
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing. I'm supposed to be the biology student.
Glad we sorted that out. So our show is not about biology. It's actually about world music. And the theme we're going to be exploring tonight is Japanese psychedelia.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We're going to be playing a range of different tracks from different time periods.
Yeah, and so it's not necessarily going to be, like, strictly the psychedelia period, which is, like, late 60s to maybe early 80s, but more of, like, influence and how it's influenced genres across modern music. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's more of kind of a psychedelic feeling. So the first one we're going to go with is iconic Hey Joe, covered by Yuya Uchida and The Flowers. And we're just going to put that on, and here you go. Enjoy.
Now, wake up. underground chill. We're bigots.
That was Yuya Uchida and the Flowers, Hey Joe, a cover of the classic Jimi Hendrix song. So you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. So yeah.
Yeah, so that last track, the last singer, was actually friends with John Lennon, of all people, who came to Japan in 1966, and a year later, Yuya Uchida went to see Jimi Hendrix perform live in London, and was amazed, and came back home, and then decided to make this crazy cover album, and that was kind of foundational, the album Challenge, and yeah, so that was kind of, not to say that Japanese psychedelic rock is derivative of the American psych rock scene, but it's definitely... Well,
they all kind of developed around the same time. Like, we're talking, like, a period of a few years. So, yeah.
Yeah, the kind of distortion, messing with effects, that was a big part of it. What have you got next for us, Alan?
We're actually going to just hop into some ads and PSAs real quickly, and then we will get right back into telling you the story of Japanese psychedelic rock. So, yeah.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC. Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBC Sprouts.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right. We're back. Thank you for bearing with us. We realized that maybe only just my mic may have been on there, so it might have been kind of a one-sided conversation.
Our apologies for that confusion. We were entranced by this this music. So yeah. Our next track will be from another
classic Japanese psychedelic rock band.
Specifically in the noise rock genre. We're talking about, I'm going to let you try to say this one.
Le Rallye Dénudé.
There we go.
You know, it's kind of like a French, they're stealing, like Dénudé is like naked in French, and Rallye is, I think, it probably has something to do with drug consumption, you know?
Yeah, possibly. So, these guys are leaning more towards, like, yeah, just the noisier, more chaotic side of psychedelic music, which kind of like
a little more like art pop.
Yeah,
type. Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you want like the extreme of that, well, I'm thinking about like this other group as well in the late 90s, which are really big, called Acid Mother Temple. Like, these guys are also like the really, it's like two veins of Japanese psychedelia, and these guys are like really off the wall. So we're gonna be playing something that's a little more palatable. This next track is called White Awakening. And fun fact, the original bass player in 1970 hijacked a plane. it was for his communist... he wanted to go to Cuba and get communist military training. So just keep that in mind.
That's awesome. Yeah, think about that when you're listening to this.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 radio, and that was White Awakening by Les Rallyes de Nidée. Yeah, they're a really cool band. Fun fact, they also only ever recorded live. They, for some reason, hated studios. And so they've had some really cool releases, even in the past couple years, on some like indie labels in the States and Japan of some of their old live albums that never got released. So yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, it's cool to hear like some of these interesting vocalists coming out in the psychedelic scene. Next song we will be jumping to 2016. The track we'll be playing is Green Sugar by Kikagaku Moyo from the album House in the Tall Grass. Yeah, I absolutely love these guys. They're no longer together, regrettably, but their name means, I believe, like floating, tessellating shapes or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, it's geometric patterns.
Geometric patterns? Yeah, because they came up with that after like jamming in the studio until like 6 a.m.
Jamming in the studio or doing something else?
No, it's because of the sleep deprivation. Because, you know, that's the cheapest time to book studio time, right, is in the middle of the night. So,
yeah, true.
So that's sort of how they got their name. And so, yeah, this is going to be kind of a more instrumental track from more recent Japanese psychedelic music. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Green Sugar by Kikagaku Moyo. You are listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm very sad. I will never be able to see those guys live. They split up in 2022, but luckily for us, they started a label called Guru Guru Brain. And thanks to that label, I found out about a lot of cool stuff. They primarily, like, just, they say they specialize in feel-good sounds across Asia.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so our next group is from their label called Maya Ongaku. It's from their debut album, Anima, and it's called Something in the Morning Rain. And it's going to be kind of a more laid-back kind of track, so just relax a little.
Maybe just to clarify, is this album or the label based in Japan as well?
Yeah, actually, it's based in Amsterdam.
Oh,
interestingly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Habibi Funk type.
Yeah, thing. Exactly. Yeah, so yeah. There's a big following there in the Netherlands, and they have a lot of cool live shows, which I intend to go. But yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I loved that last track, by the way.
Yeah, it's really good. It's interesting. And the harmonizing of the sitar is like the sitar and like Japanese psychedelic music. Crazy combination.
Yeah.
So, sure. Hope you enjoy this next one. Thank you.
That was Maya Ongaku with Something in the Morning Rain. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite tracks to listen to on a cold, rainy commute in Vancouver in the morning.
Yeah.
Very peaceful.
Actually hasn't been too bad on the commute.
Yeah, actually, lately, though. We've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, we had, I don't know, so we seem to get a few days of bad weather. And
yeah, it's normal. It's been pretty mild winter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, again, that was from the label Guru Guru Ren, and a little footnote to that, Japanese psychedelia is very much influenced by krautrock, which is kind of the German psychedelic music movement.
Yeah. And not only like psychedelic
not
music,
only,
it's
yeah.
lots of like different experimental rock, like
drone,
genres and
avant-garde stuff,
like even
world music.
Yeah, ever since like the 60s, and it even continues today with like post-punk acts and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a band called Guru Guru, that is a krautrock band, which is what the label name takes inspiration from. And this next song you've got for us, Owen, that's kind of up that alley of kind of drone music as well, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be more like we're moving to the 90s. This is it's going to be Boris. So yeah, they're a pretty famous 90s 2000s band, and they're mainly categorized as like heavy metal, but obviously I feel like, and many people feel like it, they're a lot more than that, and they're honestly very psychedelia inspired.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you've got this on vinyl, is that right?
Yeah, so this album, actually, it's Flood by Boris. It's not on Spotify for some reason. I feel like it's a crime that it's not on Spotify, because listening to the whole thing front to the back, it's about like 50 minutes and there's four tracks. It's like it's an experience. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing about Japanese psychedelia. It was hard finding a list of these because a lot of these tracks are like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it's just kind of the form of, you know, the music, right?
Yeah.
It's you're in the studio or wherever, and you're jamming, and it is very long form type music genre. So
yeah. Cool. So let's get right into it then. Flood Part 2, is that right?
Yeah, Flood Part 2
by Boris.
Thank you.
That was Flood Part 2 by the Japanese band Boris, and you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Now, our last track for the evening will be from the Japanese jazz guitarist Ryo Kawasaki. So a lot of his stuff is just straight, like, more free jazz sounding, conventional free jazz guitar stuff. But some of his stuff is actually really experimental and cool. So we're going to give you a little taste of that. This is Hawaiian Caravan. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Hawaiian Caravan by Ryo Kawasaki from his selected works from 1979 to 1983. And that's going to be our last track for this evening. Thank you so much for joining us on Mixtrofe. It was a good time, despite the little hiccups.
It was. Yeah, that song would have made a great sample, by the way. I was thinking that as we were listening to it.
Yeah, like, very
some house producer would love that.
Yeah, very unique kind of rhythms. So yeah, we'll hopefully be back soon with a new exploration of world music, a new location, new time period.
Yeah, so basically every week or every time we have a show, we're trying to like pick a different locale or scene that we're going to just play a series of music, and not necessarily in that, but like as you saw today, maybe influenced by it, or you know, that led to the creation. So
yeah, going into the history, maybe playing some vinyl, bringing some people in here.
Yeah.
So yeah, we hope you have a lovely rest of your evening, wherever you may be. And that's going to be everything from us. Sayonara.